Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We're starting two lines to the top in Amud Tanya. We learned in the Braisa appropriate for the 9 days. Rabbi Yisrael ben Elisha Oimer in Isa Dar Shetzaris Rabbis Bais Love. If you see a dar where there are many tzaris that come to them, say Ubedayik Bedai Yisrael. Go check out the judges of Klal Yisrael. She called Prenish Bal Olam. Any prenish that come to world, Ba El Bishvil Dain Yisrael comes because of the avers of the judges of Klal Yisrael. Shenema, it says in the pasuk in Micha Shimuna Zayis Roshay Beis Yaakov Ketzinim Beis Yisrael. Listen to this: the heads of the house of Yaakov and the offices of Klal Yisrael, that they perverse and despise tzedek, and they twist anything that's straight, and they build Tzion Yushlayim with money by taking money improperly, Yushlayim ba'avlo, with being disgusting or crooked. The heads judge with Shaychad by taking bribery, and the Kayanim b'mechir yaru, they paskin by taking money, and that the VM take money in order to say the nevuah, and they change the nevuah based on how much money they get. And then and the pasuk says, "Val Hashem Yishenu Leima Haloy Hashem BeKibeinu LeSaver LeNara." And then they rely on Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu is within us and amongst us; no bad will befall us." So the Gemara says, "We show him not only that we show him El Shetol B'Tchayin B'Misha Am V'Hayalim," and they're still relying and thinking that they're going to have the protection of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach Meiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Given Pranis. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings on them the following three pranis: Kenegel Given V'Yishvedim, which are Mida Keneged, the three Averis that they had, which are Rashel, B'Sheikh, Yishpaitu, and Kayanel, B'Mchiyar, and Aviyah, B'Kesib, Yitzayimu, Shenema, Lachem, B'Glalchem, and because of you, Tzia, and Tzada, Techarish, Yushlayim will be plowed like a field, Yushlayim, E'entia, and Yushlayim will be a heap of ruin, B'Harbais, L'Bamis Yar, and Harbais will be flattened like a forest. In addition, Vena Kosh Baruch Hu, Mashkin, Yasser, Yisrael, Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't place his Shechina on Klal Yisrael, which means loss of love, Kosh Baruch Hu won't come back to Eretz Yisrael, until the corrupt judges and officers go away and are removed from Klal Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll turn my hand against you, I'll clean away all your dirt with some sort of soap, and I'll remove all your tin from you, and only afterwards, if you restore the judges like it was originally and the yoyatzim like the beginning, and the pasuk in Yeshaya ends off, yikari loch only afterwards will be called the Eretz Tzedek and the faithful city. The Gemara continues, Amalula says, Ein Yishlayim Niftal B'Tzedakah, Yishlayim will not be redeemed unless there is a lot of tzedakah being given. Shenema, Tzion v'mishpat yipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah, that Tzion will only be redeemed through Mishpat, and its returnees will be through tzedakah. The Gemara continues, Amar Papi, Batli Yihire, Batli Amdushe, if the people are arrogant, the way they dress, and they also have long hair, like Rashi says, like the Goyim, then you'll be Mevatel Amdushe. Rashi says that people are Messias, Mesas Umediach, that they cause people, they incite others to do Aveiros, to do Aveidah Zarah. Or some say they're actually sorcerers or people that do magic. If bad ayanim are batal, then the bad officers of the Goyish courts will also be batal, and they won't bother Klal Yisrael. The Gemara brings psukim. Rashi says, Gaiach is gasi haruach. There are people that have gaivush and gavlin atzman, they make themselves great. Afterwards, he'll remove the bididlaich. That means, Elo Isam Hamavdilim, Sainu Soman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the ones that separate Klal Yisrael, Alashin Saginah, for Klal Yisrael, Sainu Yisrael, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shakreim, B'Chazusam, through their lies and their deceitfulness. And the Batli Daidi, Batli Gezertri, if the Be'er De'anim are Batli, then the offices of the Goyish courts will be Batli as well. The Chsiv, Heisei Hashem Mishpatayach, in Sefania it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove your bad judges, like Lashon of Shiftayach, Pina Oyevayach, will also remove your enemies that come to harm you. Amar Maloy, Mishimar, Elizabeth, Shimon, Ma'il Chsiv, Shavah Hashem, Matar, Shavah, Shavah, Mishlim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break the staff of the Rasha and the sticks of the officers. Shavah Hashem, Matar, Shavah, Eloi, Deram, Shinasu, Ma'akal, Chazem. This is referring to corrupt judges that listen to the chaznim. Chaznim lashon chayzer, the people who are the officers of the court system, that run the court system, and they come to their dayanim, like Rashi Shem Sheyan, to the mishamshim of the court, nois and yad, v'havin lon chayzik, that they place their hands on the dayanim and they strengthen on themselves. Loima, loyei yishliach, v'azmin is playing on bezin, loyei sa, I'm not going to be your shliach and go and call people to bezin unless you give me an exorbitant amount of money. V'achab sakin also, loyei denu likonis l'mash. I'm not going to go and do what the court wants unless you pay us for that. And that is a terrible thing. And the same thing, The Talmid Chacham and the Mishpacha of Be'er Dayanim are acting like a stick for them. How? Rashi, Dayanim Rishoyim, Shal Talmid Chacham, Shal Mishpacha Chaysam, Lahem, Lemakal or Egev, Shal Yideim Hayim Amid Naisam, because through the Talmid Chacham, they would place them in this position, and Mechafel on them, they would cover over any problems that they have, Ba'is and Sani, Gurin, Ludvrayim, and they would have a defense for anything they said. So if the Dayan said something wrong, someone would ask Talmid Chacham and said, oh, that Dayan was correct, he had a right psak. In addition, Mazutra Amma, El Talmid Chacham, Shal Malam, Nuhil Tzibel Dayan Ebor, that's referring Talmid Chacham that teach the halachas of being a dayan, teach him just enough to be able to come a dayan, and those people are still on ratzim, and therefore they really can't paskin. They shouldn't be paskin, like Rashi says. Shav tochis oisin Talmid Chacham midim dayan ebro loden es kol haba b'habedim she'enin lochemen umatnais. And then afterwards they don't come back to Talmid Chacham to ask them about something they know. Once they're in position of power, they use that power and they paskin incorrectly. The Gemara now brings from a pasuk in Yeshaya to show how the entire court system was corrupt in those times. Amar Blazer ben Loi Mishum Amar Yishlokish Ma'edik said, "What does it mean the pasuk? Kichapeichem negoilu bedam vetsbesechem ba'avin sevsechem dibushaka l'shanchem avlo tahaga." The pasuk teaches your hands were dirty with blood and your fingers with averis. Your lips only speak sheker and your tongues will speak wrongfulness or deceitfulness. The Gemara explains kichapeichem negoilu bedam el diam. This is referring to the judge themselves. Rashi says kichapeichem that their hands are outstretched to accept sheichen, and they make the din perverted. And they give it to the other person. It's like taking the person to shama. That's what it means by dumb. That's by saying, which is referring to the sefer adam. They'll write the wrong psak and they'll write crooked things, and therefore that's their problem. So if sefer did b'sheka elu ochedem, referring to the lawyers or the tainim and bezim lamidim as Bailey Dimon Tan Rashi says that they teach the Baal Din how to explain themselves and how to lie. That's referring to the Baal Din themselves, that they also are involved in the deceitfulness and they all lying in Bezin. The Gemara continues, when from the day that Yosef separated from his brothers, he was sold into slavery. He never tasted any yayin. It says in the pasuk, of course, that's not the pasuk shite, but we learn out the word Nazir shows that he was Nazir during the time that he wasn't with his brothers. Not only did Yosef not drink wine, but the Shvatim also didn't drink wine. When Yosef and the brothers met, it says that they drank and they got drunk with him. That it shows that until that point that they didn't drink at all. Only at that point, once they were with him, then they drank. The Gemara says, the other Madama says, of course they didn't become drunk, but it doesn't prove they didn't drink, and therefore he only says that Yosef himself didn't drink, however the brothers drank, but they didn't become drunk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron's going to come out to see you, and he's going to see you and be happy. Since he was happy in his heart, therefore he was zecher to the chayshin that was on Aaron's heart. Rashi points out that the chashivas of Aaron being happy were twofold. Number one, Aaron was older than Moshe Rabbeinu, and number two, Rashi brings out an interesting medrash that says that even before Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already appeared to Aaron. It says in the pasuk of Shmuel, HaNiglan LeMoshe even though Aaron was actually a Navi before Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have any jealousy on Moshe Rabbeinu on the fact that now Moshe Rabbeinu took over that position. The Gemara continues, the people in a town called Bashcha sent the following three shayos to Levi. First of all, Kilamah, what would be the din with the canopy? Are you allowed to put that up on Shabbos? Secondly, Keshusa B'Kamamah, what would be the din? Can you plant hops in a vineyard? The Shaila Rashi says is, since they grow on a low bush, is it considered a yarek and therefore there's a problem of climbing Bekarim, or is it considered a tree and therefore no problem of climbing Bekarim? Mace Beyonter Mao, what would be a din if someone dies in Yantiv? Are you allowed to bury him? Are you allowed to actually dig and make sure to bury him on Yantiv? So the Gemara says, Abda Ozel, by the time the Shiloh got there, Nach Nafshi Levi already died. Amish Shmuel Rav Machia, Rav Shmuel said to Rav Machia, Ichakimus, if you're smart enough, Shalchu, you send them the answers. Shalchu, he sent them the following answer. Kila Chazano called Tina Kila, Blamitzino Litzadet. First of all, I checked into all different ways to set up a canopy, and I didn't find any way to be matted. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? We had in the Gemara yesterday that Rami Bar Yechezkel says, as long as the canopy has some part of it that was already tied to the post before Shabbos, and therefore you only be meisav an ayarai, that would be mutter. So l'chari, you should have told him that heta. The Gemara, it's l'fishayim b'nei Torah, since these people in the Bashcha area weren't talmid chacham, therefore he was scared. If you tell them heta, they would be matter in other ways as well. If you do hops in a kerem, that is an eruv, that is is considered mixing its klayim and bekarim, and therefore it's also. In fact, Gemara Belishul Rav Tavin, why didn't he give him a heter like Rav Tavin? Tanya, we know Rav Tavin says b'degei haps kishus. Rav Tavin ain't klayim bekarim. It's not klayim bekarim. Chomer ain't klayim bekarim. Bekarim one kol mekel b'arts halachim meis mechutz l'art. In chutz l'art, we mekel on klayim bekarim, and therefore over here we should pass on Rav Tavin because it was chutz l'art. Gemara answers again, if yishayim b'nei tari, then not b'nei tari, and therefore they mekel tvei. Now, although Rav Manchia said that he can't do it, Machz Rav called out in his town, Hi man, the boy lemizra kashusa bekarma lizra. Anyone that wants to plant hops in a karam could plant it again because it's chutzlar. Therefore, would be makel. Rav Amram Chasida was a story. Rav Amram Chasida mangalel. He would actually go and put people in karam or do makas madis because we even istid rabbanan, and therefore he considered that a problem of klayim bekarim mid rabbanan. Rav Shasha yavle pruta latinik nachri. Rav Shasha, when he wanted to plant the hops, he would give a pruta to a young child that's a guy vizorale, and they would plant it for them. In fact, Gemara v'litul in the Yisrael, once you're giving it to someone to do, why does that have to be a guy? Give it to a child that's Yisrael. Gemara says asul misrach. If you do that, then they'll come to eventually do it even when they're older. In fact, Gemara v'litul in the gadol nachri. Why do you have to take a young child that's a guy? Take an adult nachri. Gemara says asul chluv Yisrael. He was scared people would think that you could give it to a Yisrael as well. And again, he did this because he felt it's mutter. But at least you should try. Kol kamed efshem mishani shloyim udulahaka like Rashi brings down. Gemara says mace. What would be the din by the mace? Shalchlu again. Rav Manchi sent back to them mace. Lays ask me loyu don vloyim amayin loy biyantu vish loy biyantu sheni. He was very machmir. He said that not a Jew, not a guy, can't do it on yantu vish, and you can't bury the person on yantu sheni. In fact, Gemara, that's not true. Ain't even Amar b'yudah b'sheilas Amar b'asi of the hav. Someone died and was yontif that was next to a Shabbos, and we turned to Kfalah B'Tesla on the base. Below Yadana, we weren't sure. I don't know if the story happened that the person died on Friday and now it was going to be Friday and Shabbos, and therefore Rashi says, "B'chol yontif bury Shabbos." He died on Friday. If we won't bury him today, he won't be able to be buried tomorrow on Shabbos, of course, and therefore therefore they will mat him to bury him through a guy or a malachra, or if it was on a Sunday, which means he died on Shabbos, and therefore this is already the second day. Rashi said, "In place you start kfar v'yemastriyah chetiru," and therefore since it was going to be smell, it was smelling already on the second day after he died. Therefore, they don't matter it. But also come into Rabbi Yechon, they came in front of Rabbi Yechon. V'amlu yisaskbe am that let a guy work on this and let the guy come and bury it. So why do you say a guy can't bury someone that died on Yontif? I'm Rava. Rava says, "Mes b'yontif rishon yisaskbe am." If someone dies on the first day of Yontif, which is after his Shabbos, and therefore it's mastriyah, it's starting to smell, yisaskbe am. And Rava says, "You're allowed to have a guy bury this mace." In addition, b'yantav sheni, it's asked by Yisrael. If it's yantav sheni, a yid could even bury the mace. Vafilu b'yantav sheni shor hashana, even by yantav sheni shor hashana, which is more chama. And the Gemara actually points out over here, ma'ashe'en came b'beya. By yantav sheni of Rosh Hashanah, you can't use a beya, an egg that was laid on the first day of yantav Rosh Hashanah, even though on other yom time you can, because it's considered neila, because v'neldu b'zeh, asura b'zeh, because it's considered yom aricha. However, b'negeya the din of burying, that even in yantav sheni shor hashana, we're going to be makel and let a Jew even do the burial. The Gemara answers again, these people weren't B'nai Torah, and therefore we were nervous what they would extend this hatter to, and therefore we asked them from doing it. The Gemara continues, Amar Avram Bar Huna, Amar Chama Bar Gurya, Misatif Adam Bechilo V'Chatzchasel V'Yaitzul Shusram B'Shabbos V'Ein Echayish. A person could wrap himself in a canopy and the strings that are on it and go out to Shusram, and you don't have to worry that maybe it's considered carrying the strings, meaning of course the wrapping is not considered a problem because that's like a beged, but the strings themselves that are attached to the canopy, which we use to tie onto the poles, maybe that's considered carrying. Rav Chaim Bar Gurya therefore teaches us that there's no issa at all, not even issa drabanan. So, frak the Gemara, Maishna mid Rav Huna. Why is this different than what Rav Huna taught? Rav Huna said the name of Rav. Hayyate b'tal she'en mitzuyas tzkel chasu b'shabes chayiv chatas. If someone goes out with a regular talis or a garment that needed tzitzis on them, and he goes out with them that it only has, for example, three sides of tzitzis, and therefore it's not really mitzuyas tzkel chasu, therefore you chayiv chatas, because the tzitzis are not bottled to the beged and it's considered a maso, it's not considered a malbush. So Dr. Murray, tzitzis the gabi talis chashivi. Tzitzis b'negei the talis is chashiv for loy butli, and therefore it's not bottled. What's the chashivus? Rashi says because they're made out of tchelis, therefore tchelis were very expensive and therefore a person not mebatled. However, the strings on this hani loy chashivu batli, the strings on this canopy is not chashiv, and therefore he's mebatled b'negei the beged. Tysus, however, says different than Rashi. He says that the reason why tzitzis are more chashiv, she'en move. alone, they're not going to be batal fi shechashum hein be'enav she'dait elitim betal tzitzis revias. Since this person has kavana and his intention is to add the last strings of the tzitzis after Shabbos and make it a kosher beged, therefore he wants these other tzitzis to be on the beged at this point. Now, l'chari, the nafkamina between Rashi and Taisa would be, for example, there's a beged that doesn't need tzitzis at all and just has some tchelis at the end and just hanging down. L'fi Rashi, that tchelis is kosher and therefore maybe you'd be allowed to carry it, but l'fi Taisa has no shaykhis to tzitzis and therefore wouldn't be chashiv, and l'chari you wouldn't be able to carry it. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbanan hold you're not allowed to make a strain of l'chatchila on yontiv because that's considered like uvda d'chayol l'fi Rashi, and l'fi Taisa it was maybe a problem with oil. However, once you had it done before yontiv, then you're allowed to put wine through it and strain the sediment from the wine, and that's not also do on yontiv because that's for eichel nefesh. So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Barapuna, ma'arim adam al-mishmeres b'yontiv litvus bari mayim v'tayil b'shmarim, that if a person wants to make a trick and therefore be able to make the strainer on yontiv and put it over the kli on yontiv, you could do that if your kavana is to put remainim on top of it, pomegranates on top of it, in order to hold the pomegranates, and that wouldn't be of the dechal. And once the strainer is already on there, then, like the Chacham said anyway, you could now use it to sieve or to strain the wine from its sediment. Now, the Fi Taisa Shita before that was El Aray, it's a little schwer. Why don't we be mutta on yontiv be toiled by remainim? He's still making oil. Some say the pshat is because it's made much looser in that case, and therefore it's not a complete oil. Or some say the pshat is because the remainim you're actually using to keep it on top of it, you're storing items on top of it, and nothing's being strained through, and therefore it's not an oil. Oil protects something that's under it and not holding something that's above it. The Gemara continues, Amar Ashi Vuhu Tolber remainim, that the only way we said is only if you actually, after you did your trick, you actually use it for remainim for a moment, then afterwards you see that at least you did it for remainim, now we don't give you a problem to go and strain wine through it. But otherwise, we won't give you the heter. For the Gemara, Maishra Matanil, who told us that when you do a trick, when you're ma'arim and there's halacha, you're allowed to be ma'arim, you actually have to do the full haram, once you had a head to do it, then it should be mutta, and you don't have to put the remainder there at all. The Tanya, we have a brice that says, Matil and Sheikh Ramayil Tzerich Hamayid, but Shalay Tzerich Hamayid also, Echad Sheikh Tamar, Echad Sheikh Sarim. It's mutta to make beer on Chalamayid if you're going to use it on Chalamayid or on Yantiv, but however, if it's not for the Tzerich Hamayid, then it's also because it can't be Mechen for after Yantiv. And this applies to date beer or to barley beer, which was harder to make it, therefore, it's a greater Tircha. Now, Alpha Bishesh Lan Yashan, even if you have old beer, and you really could drink the old beer on Yontiv, Ma'arim, you're allowed to make a trick, Vishoysim in a Chodesh, and you're allowed to make new beer, and as long as you're drinking from the new beer. And now over there, you don't have to do anything to show that there was a real trick or anything specific about that. So the Gemara says, the Chayr over here also, why do you have to say that you have to use it for tomorrow first? The Gemara answers, Hasam Leich Mukhal Milsa. Over there, people see you making beer, they don't realize you have a storehouse full of beer, and therefore, you're mut to do it. There's no Issa involved. But Hakam Mukhal Milsa, Rashi says, since the standard strainer was used to strain wine, therefore, if people see you do it, they think that you're doing it for straining wine, and unless you put the tamarim on top to show that you're using it for storage, therefore, it would be an issa, and you're not allowed to do it, and that's why the harama over here is different than the harama b'negei the beer. The Gemara now speaks about other types of haramas that were done by a certain Talmud Chacham. Omli Rabbanan Rabashi, Rabbanan said to Rabashi, Chasimar, Rabashi, you should see, Haitzim Rabbanan, this young Talmud Chacham, Rav Huna Bachiyon Shmei, V'amil Rav Huna Bachalvin Shmei, either his name was Rav Huna Bachiyon or Rav Huna Bachal. The shokel brought the tumah umanu pebazadana. They took a garlic clove and he placed it into the spigot of a barrel in order to stop up the wine from pouring out, and that would be an issur rabbanon that looks like tikkun mana, like Rashi says. And although, of course, his intention was to stuff up the barrel, but he said, "I'm doing it in order to store away this piece of garlic, and therefore that shouldn't be also on Shabbos." Another case was that the same Talmud Chacham went and he slept on a boat. And the sailor or the captain, who was a guy, took it to the other side of the river, Visaya Peri. And the real intention of this person, this Talmud Chacham, was to go to the other side in order to watch his payers on Shabbos. But Va'amah, he said, I'm only going, I had intention to sleep on it. It's not my fault that the captain went to the other side, even though, of course, that's what was going to happen, and therefore he did this trickery. Amalhu, Rav Ashi responded to Talmidim, Harama Kamer, you talk about Harama, Harama Vidrabonani, this whole Harama was only that if it would have been done even without Harama, it was only an Issa Drabonan, but Tzur Rabbanan, Aslam Evel Chachilah. And a Talmud Chacham could do certain haramas because we know that they will be careful not to do it lechatchila, not to do it without harama, and therefore would be mutter. Like Rashi says, "Dehu loy asil lemevad lechatchila hadya b'loy harama lav hasham lufnei hakol." No one's going to do it, even lufnei hakol. Rashi seems to be saying because it was in private, he was able to do it, but if it would have been in public, you're not allowed to do it, even if it's alidei harama and even if you're a Talmud Chacham. We continue with the next Mishnah. Even though we said at the beginning of the parak in Thailand, it says Yinala set up the strainer lechatchila on Yontiv or on Shabbos. Being nice little tzlubi Shabbos, Yinala even used the strainer on Shabbos. Although the Chacham hold you can use it on Yontiv, and that's a problem of Bayra. However, our Mishnah continues and says even if the Chacham nice little ma'ima gabishmar b'shvushisaylu that if there was already a straining that was done before Shabbos, you have the wine that already went through the strainer, and now the sediment is still sitting on the top in the strainer. You'll let it pour water into the sediment in order that the water now should take out any wine that's left over in the sediment and take it out, and it will clear out the wine from the shmarim. And although we said you not allowed to strain wine from the sediment, but over here you're just taking water that's going to flow through the sediment and bring out the color of the liquid and the taste of the wine into the water. In addition, even when wine used to be strained afterwards, the wine would have some sort of a kemach rash, some sort of a white film or a mold on it, and therefore you had to strain or filter it through a cloth or through a palm type of basket, and that would help you take off that type of mold. You also want to take a strainer that was already used for chadol prior to Shabbos. You already put the mustard through there, and therefore the chadol is on the bottom. Now you're allowed to take an egg and put it through the strainer on Shabbos, even though you're going to be straining the egg, and you're going to take out the yellow and put it into the mustard, which helps give color to the mustard, and the white of the egg would stay at the top. You also want to make a potion on Shabbos. Gemara will explain what that is, and the Tanakhama is saying there's no share. You're allowed to make as much as you want. There is a share to the amount of this potion you're allowed to make. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to make a very small size, one kais. Now, why is that? Because more than that is the Tirchi Yisera. On the Yontiv, you're allowed to use the middle size, which is a pitcher or a jug. Of a Mayid and a Chalamayid, you can use even a Chavis, you can even make a large size of this Anaimlin on Chalamayid. Rab Tzadik says it depends on how many Archim it has. Therefore, he's saying a Kula and a Chumra. On his Tzad, on Shabbos, you not only make a Kais, you can make as much as you need for the Archim. However, B'digei Chalamayid, where we say you're allowed to make as much as you want, he's saying if there would only be a few Archim, even a Chalamayid, you're not allowed to make except for the amount that you need for the Archim. The Gemara continues, Amaziri, Noisin Adam, Yayin Solo, Mayim Sulun, Tech Mishmeres B'Shabbos, V'Ene Chayshish, Avachurun Loi. Ziri says that if you had clear wine or clear water, you're allowed to place that through the strainer even on Shabbos. There's no problem of bayir because, again, since it was already strained before this yayin and the mayim is clear, therefore there's no problem of bayir. However, if the yayin still had its shmarm in it, it still had its sediment in it, that you now do, like we said in the original Mishnah, that the Chacham hold, you now put wine through a strainer on Shabbos when you're taking out the sediment. Meisver, Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we learned, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Tired Adam Chavishol Yayin, Yeno Shmerel, you let him mix up and stir up a barrel of wine which has wine and sediments in it. But Neisel Tech Meshmeres B'Shabbos, but Ene Chashi, you'll even let him put it into a strain on Shabbos, and there's no problem. So Lachar over here, we said you're not allowed to do it, and before in Ziri, he said you're allowed to do it, and there's no problem with Bera, because you could drink it without even putting it through this strain. And here it seems that even on Achurin we'll add to it as well. The Gemara says, Tegum is here, Beina Gitashana. What we're talking about in Rav Shimon Gamliel's case is talking when they're in the wine press. In the wine press, people used to drink wine that still had sediment in it. It wasn't something which was taken to your table and was more chashim. They would drink it even with the sediment at that point. Therefore, by putting the strainer, you're not actually helping the wine because you wouldn't even drink it without straining it, and therefore it would be Mutan Shabbos. However, Ziri is talking about only in the case where you're taking it into your house, then people only drink it when it's solo. And therefore, if it's already still a churin, we're not allowed to put it through the mishmeres on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, you're allowed to strain or filter the wine in these cloths. You can't make a hole in the cloth in order to direct it. Otherwise, it looks like you're straining on Shabbos, and that would be also rashis, also in Satech Yisera. Uvichfifa mitzvahs, we said in the mission, you're allowed to filter wine on Shabbos through a palm basket. However, you have to make sure that the bottom of the kli for mitzvahs is within a tefach of the bottom of the kli. Otherwise, you're forming an oil on top of the kli. So, Amrav, hi prunuka, this rig which is used to cover a barrel, a palka de kubashari, if you put it on half of the barrel's top in order to cover it, that's mutter because you're not making an oil because it's still open. A kulu kuva also. However, if it's on the full top of the barrel, that would be us too because it's forming a oil. Amrav Papal and Hadak Inish. A person shouldn't stuff in straw and wood chips in the mouth of a barrel. Like Rashi says, this is actually being used as a strain, and therefore that would be also. The Gemara says a story. The Rav Papa and Hasra Papa, they used to pour beer from one kli to another kli, and they used to make sure that the sediment didn't go out. So at the end, when you get to the bottom of the barrel of the beer, you're still going to have the piece of sediment there, and therefore you're going to be very careful to spill out only the liquid, and that will be bayer. My answer is, the Rav Papa's household, since they used to be the ones who used to make the beer, they were beer makers, therefore it wasn't so chashuv for them to keep those little pieces at the bottom, and that's why they didn't have a problem. They only poured out from the top, but the bottom they left in the beer with the sediment, and that was not a problem of bayer, and we'll stop over here.